The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:06 in the morning here on the 29th of January. January is just about done. Oh, my gosh. Where'd it go to? 605-4567 is our phone number. And give me a call. Say hello. Just say it's raining to wherever you're at, wherever you're at. KCNR1460.com is how we are beaming ourselves all over the world. If I could get back onto that, yeah. Eric.
Yep.
Rain.
It's raining.
Okay. You're going to use the famous Bad Bob weather forecast when he goes, it's wet. And that was all he said. So the rest of it, you know, I kind of filled in.
Well, it is 100% chance of rain today, so I think there's a good chance you are going to get wet today. It's going to be a high of 56 to a low of 40. Tomorrow, actually, it's going to clear up. There is a chance of rain, but then for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, we're going to get some clouds, but we're actually getting away from the rain a little bit. So
when's that going to be?
As far as Monday. Monday's supposed to be sunny, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be cloudy. But no rain.
Then no rain. Yep. Okay, so we've got big rain this weekend and starting to clear out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. And good morning to Jimmy. Jimmy in our chat room is saying, it's fine Scottish weather. And it is. And, you know, over in Scotland, they'd be saying, it's heather juice. That's all it is. Yeah. Okay. If it's Friday, it's got to be Pet of the Week.
Good
and
morning.
If it's Pet of the Week, it's got to be Spencer.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, buddy.
So this morning I brought with me, you've already met her, Beauty.
I have, and she is.
Yes, she got her name because she is a very pretty dog. So Beauty is a one-year-old, almost solid white border collie mix. When I say almost solid white, I mean she has a couple freckles on her ears and a little bit where looks like she messed up on her makeup.
Her mascara got messed up just a little bit. No, she is just a darling dog. And about how, you know, give them the, you know, what, 50 pounds, 60?
She's probably 40 or 50,
40,
pounds.
50 pounds.
She is on the
but
smaller
she's range,
side.
But she's kind of rangy, though. I mean, let me see her. The only thing I'm seeing is a head, as it's you know, in your lap there. Okay, come on out there. Come on, Beauty. Oh, she is just adorable. But, you know, where'd you get her? Another one just came in.
So we actually, her owners could no longer care
oh,
for
okay.
her. So we did have to take them, take
okay.
her. She's a great dog. We have her rated for a home with kids. 8 and older, just because she is a little bit afraid of the little baby that we use during our temperament test.
You know, it must be tough on that baby. Or is this like a fake baby?
It's a fake baby.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, did you bring it to this, I mean, you like rent a little kid and put a little armor around it?
I bring in your kid
to let him run around with it, jump on the dog and see what happens.
No, we use a little baby doll, and she was a little nervous of the baby doll, so that's why we have her rated for 8 and older, just because she was a little cautious of it. She's like, I'm not quite sure what that thing is. And she does well with other dogs. She's got the longer coat on her, as
uh-huh.
we already said, she's white. Her coat's
uh-huh.
probably about 3 inches long. Really, really pretty, well-behaved dog. She's the type of dog, she loads right up into a car. She will walk glued to your side, or
she'll
try to walk right in between your legs. That's
oh, really?
Where she wants to walk.
Okay. So, and she came from a nice family?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. They just could no longer keep her.
Okay. That's too bad. All right. So she's up for adoption and is a just a wonderful dog. I can just see a lot of people could really like this dog.
Absolutely.
And she is like glued to you.
She is. Me and her, we bonded. I've spent quite a bit of time working with her.
Well, I tell you what, it's working, too. And, okay. So how do they get a hold of you?
So you could stop by our shelter at 7449 East Side Road or give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay, other things going on. February is?
February is Beat the Heat special at our veterinary clinic.
Where you can get your cat spayed.
For only $20.
What a great deal that is. But you've got to sign up.
Right now. Yes.
Because they're going to run out of what? Funds?
They're going to run out of funds. It's brought to us by a grant that we received, so there's only limited spacing.
Yes. Yeah, so here's your chance. Here's you got a cat or a kitten. What can you? How many can you bring?
I believe it's one per person.
Okay, one per person. So if you've got kittens, you could have like everybody in your family bring one, and or if it's Karen, just bring your first 20. if Karen's listening, I'm going to get a nasty hate mail over this. Okay, but $20 a spay. And sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, you can't beat it. All there's about half the slots are already filled up, so don't hesitate on this. If you have a female cat that needs to get altered, give us a call today. That way we can get you scheduled in before you miss this opportunity.
And that number, one more time?
241-1653.
You know what? People call in and get tickets, you know, all the time. You know, and I tell them, I say, you know what? This is, you know, we only got two tickets, we've got four tickets. This is a great deal. If you've got a cat that needs to be spayed, for $20, taken care of, they guarantee the work. In other words, it will not get pregnant, and it's a great price. So give them a call. All right. As usual, send me a photo.
Will do.
And usually, though, by the time you send it to me,
they're adopted.
It's too late, but I like to put them up there because they are pretty. All right, Spencer. Thanks very, very much.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay, now. Today, we're going to talk about, we're introducing a new show starting Tuesday night. It's a sports show, and with our new Kyle out of Mighty Fine Foods and one of our sports announcers, is starting a sports show. We're going to talk about that at 7:30 today, and it's going to cover, you know, local sports, but it's going to cover national and, you know, everything that he can get in there. But Kyle DeFord will be in here at 7:30 to talk about that. Then Gregory Cheadle is going to be in at 8:00 to talk about his run for Congress. Now we've got do we have Congressman LaMalfa running for re-election, we also have Doug Wright, who has thrown his hat in the ring, and then, of course, Gregory Cheadle, who's also running. And Gregory is going to talk to us about, you know, what his viewpoints are, what he wants to do. But he's also going to tell us about some things that happened to Martin Luther King. Birthday celebration, or the celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday, and that are just going to, I mean, they're going to be, when you hear this, it's just shocking. I mean, absolutely shocking. I can't believe it happened and where it happened. So you want to hear that at 8:00. But we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. Sleep Number mattresses. Guaranteed. Rated number one in the United States rated number one by Consumer Reports, made in the U.S., like I said, and they're guaranteed warranties and all that. You can have the dual air. You have dual air in your bed where you can sleep on my Sleep Number settings 45 and Linda's Sleep Number settings 40. So you can adjust it that way. They have the Sleep IQ technology, which gives you hints on maybe the better settings you might want to use, or, you know, hey, turn off your computer a little bit earlier in the night, you know, just a variety of things like this. But all of this technology, plus all the other things that come along with it, is available right here in town in the Target Shopping Center if you go over to the Sleep Number store. And right now, Sleep Number mattresses and IQ technologies is starting under $1,100. That's right, under $1,100. And when it's making adjustments to the comfort of your bed or adjustments to your lifestyle, you want to be able to do that. You can change your diet. You can change how much you exercise. But you can also change how you sleep. And that's extremely important. So go down and see Brian or Janice at the Sleep Number store, again, in the Target Shopping Center. It's 7:14 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. Oh, yeah, Linda is on her way to Sacramento is down there joining up with her family for a night and be back tomorrow. Just wanted to go down and see Mom and Dad. I think it's great. And when you can do that and you're close enough. I envy people whose parents live in the same town or their grandkids live in the same town. We'll be right back.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day, so check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Attention, Whose Line Is It Anyway fans. Get ready for an evening of hilarious comedy with Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood February 5th at the Cascade Theater. You've watched them on TV for years. Now witness the incredible comedy of Whose Line Is It Anyway's funniest duo live. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
There's no point during this show do Brad and I know what's going on.
I think we're ready to get this show started.
Yes. All right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning, 49 degrees. It's wet. It's going to stay wet. It'll be wet today, tomorrow. Sunday start clearing up, and then Monday be kind of sunny. But weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, better known business. It does just outstanding work. Good morning, Sun Gold, in the chat room also. Okay. Yesterday, as you know, we talked about with somebody at Red Smith, who's been in contact with the people up in Burns, Oregon, and he gave a real good synopsis of what started this with the Hammonds, Hammond family, father, son being sent to jail and then being resentenced to jail, and kind of incestuous group of prosecutors they have up in Oregon. And then, of course, then Bundy's come up there and take over this wildlife refuge, which was, you know, everybody agrees, but really not a, you know, it's not a good idea. It's armed. You know, when you go in armed, it's one thing to go in unarmed and do something like this, but when you go in armed, it puts a whole new connotation on it. Now, you have, what you've done is you have just made the authorities really nervous because you got guns. It's one thing to be out there and screaming and yelling and say, we're holding this place and it's unfair, and you guys, you know, to bring attention that way, but as soon as you put a gun on, it changes things. Then we talked about how the Bundys were moving, going to a place to talk about a address a meeting, an open town hall meeting. FBI stopped him, arrested Aaron Bundy and his brother. The next car with Mr. Linicum and three others left, drove down the road, crashed into a snowbank. He got out. And the reports were that he just had his hands up and they shot him for no reason. And what I said yesterday, I said, you know, there's going to be video of this. I can't imagine there's not video of this. This is going to be too important. Well, the FBI released a video last night because it was important because of all the reports, and at a news conference. And it showed, it supposedly showed, and I haven't seen it, but this is reportedly it shows, is that when he got out of his car, Mr. Finicum, when he got out of his car, had his hands up, but then he put his hands down, then he put his hands back up again, then he was reaching for an inside coat pocket, and they shot him. Inside that coat pocket was a loaded 9mm pistol, according to the FBI. They arrested the other people in the car. They arrested and that one girl that gave the report, she's 19 years old, she's a member of a choir. They did not arrest her. They didn't even name her, so they didn't arrest her. Meanwhile, Bundy says, told all his followers there at the wildlife sanctuary, get out of there. They're starting to leave. Three of them were arrested on the way out. Now there's four of them. The rest of them kind of hiatched out everywhere else. The there's four more left in there, a husband, wife, and two others are in there saying they're not going to surrender. So it'll be interesting. There's already been one dead. I don't see the FBI going after them heavy, but then again, I can't tell you what's going to happen because you don't know what's going to happen. Anyway, the rest of them are in jail. And that seems to be where we are right now. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. I just I heard that comment yesterday about what that fella said and also about what you said this morning about that young fella getting shot.
Well, he was 54, but I guess that is young to you and me.
It is. That's too bad he wasn't black.
Oh?
If he was black, you'd have Jesse Jackson and everybody else up there just ranting and raving and having all kinds of things going on.
Well, you know, in something like this, yeah, this is a separate thing. But when you have, when you're armed and you say that you're not going to surrender or you're not going to be taken alive, and, you know as well as I do, police are standing out there with guns and they're trying to arrest you and you do things.
Well, I don't, they've got a no-win situation up there to start out with.
Yeah.
Militarily, they're not doing it properly. If they really wanted to do some damage, they'd put up the sniper operation and anything in a uniform to target, you know.
Well, yeah, and they're not. You know, this whole thing got out of hand, and like, you know, most of the people up there did not want them there. It was not a good move. But, you know, I just hate to see somebody killed, especially, you know, he obviously believed in this, you know, father of 11 children. I just hate to see that. But, you know, and again, I have not seen the video, but if it does, whatever, you know, what it seems to have said is that you go out there and you come jumping out of a car and you come to somebody and you start reaching for something inside your pocket and they've told you to lay down or surrender.
Well, don't you suppose that they've got cameras in those cars?
Well, no, they showed the video already.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they released a video of it. So
it's
just terrible.
National news on it on Fox yesterday.
Yeah. Well, they had I just saw it this morning. They released it and had a news conference last night. Anyway, thanks a lot, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
Okay. The debates last night. Trump had a fundraiser and supposedly raised $6 million for veterans organizations. He says that Fox called him and apologized about that PR statement. They said it was a real snarky statement they had put out about, they had received, some kind of report that Putin and this, you know, it was really stupid. It was stupid. Fox, you know, sometimes Fox, here you go, you've got a station that, you know, you think it's going to be kind of like middle of the road and middle of the road, even conservative. But yet you do stupid things like this, and it's part of this three-ring circus that we've become, in the that the Republican Party's become here. So I'm not, you know, I mean, you know, they need to get this stuff together. Anyway, he claims he made $6 million and that he's sending it to these different groups. So one group says, yeah, he says we would take that money. You know, we provide service animals to veterans and have, there's 22 veterans a day committing suicide. So he says it helps. All right. Paul Kattner, Jefferson Airplane. What's going on today, my friends? What's going on this month? He was a founding member of the Jefferson Airplane who stayed with the San Francisco band through its transformation from the 1960 hippies to 1970 hitmakers. And he has done, he's done a number of other things since then, but he was one of the original Jefferson Airplane. And I tell you what, when I was a young man in San Francisco, it was Jefferson Airplane, it was Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin, it was before she was known, you had them all there. I mean, they were all playing there, all those big bands back there at the Fillmore West. and then out in the Golden Gate Park and a couple other places they did. They played at. So it was just another one. You know, we've lost several of these band members lately. So unfortunately, but I guess you know what, they're at that age, you know, 74, and you know, they probably kind of all probably abused themselves somewhat in their early lives. A few of them have died from cancer. I don't know what it doesn't say. It just said that organ failure and septic shock at age 74. Anyway, another one, Jefferson Airplane. So find some Jefferson Airplane stuff to play today, Garrett. Now, last night, you missed it. The Chinese Acrobats. The Chinese Acrobats, when that show was so outstanding, I can't even begin to tell you. The, you know, part of it was like old time vaudeville with, I expected to see a pony come out or a, you know, or the dogs, because they're in unicycles or, you know, they're doing the hat things where, you know, they've got three hats, they're taking one off, put one on, you know, keep one in the air, and then they're all, but then they start doing things like, they guys leaping through the air with unicycles or over unicycles over each other. But the balancing of the women in these acts was just unbelievable. And this one guy, he gets up on this platform and he starts putting, you've probably seen this before, and he puts the chairs up. And he puts one chair up on another, and then he turns it upside down and puts the next one up, and he puts the next one up. And he's doing these gymnastics moves in between on the chairs. He takes it up. You know what? He is at least 50 feet off the ground now. From the top, you know, from the floor up to the top, you know, where he is up to the top. And he's doing these different work, and he turns it sideways, and he does some more, you know, hand presses, and, you know, and then coming through. I mean, it is just, people are applauding and whistling and all this, and he gets up there, and then he comes down. And this other girl, this woman who had done these, you know, just a balancing acts of just phenomenal. But then she gets this, a big planner, like a porcelain planner. You know, kind of round and shaped, you know, like you've seen them. Anyway, she starts moving it with her feet, and she's got it bouncing around. Then they bring a table out, a table like you'd play cards on, except it's wooden. And she puts it, and she literally is running this thing backwards, forwards. It's going fast around circles. I mean, it's absolutely, I can't hardly describe it. But it was so phenomenal, the things they were doing last night, and feats of balance, and was anyway, incredible show. So if you missed, you know, there's like 800 more than 800 people there, so they only hold 1,000, so that tells you about, you know, people have seen the show before, and it is just awesome. So if you, next time you get a chance, they're coming through here, I would strongly recommend that everybody give this a chance. What else? Like I said, Kyle DeFore is in the building, and we're going to be talking to him about a new show he's doing starting next Tuesday in sports and whatever the other things going on. Do you have something like in Jefferson Airplane here backed up here, buddy? All right, let's go out with that. This is Carl Bott. Linda's on her way to Sacramento, and we are in the 7:30 on the 29th of January, 49 degrees. It's going to be raining all day. Try and stay dry. If you can't, go out there and enjoy the rain then, because it's going to start clearing up Sunday. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, February 4th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Barramontis on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. That's February 4th in Elements Lounge. 243-3377 for reservations. It's going to be a great night. Wind River Resort and Casino.
To be
an airplane. I think every man in America, every young man in America had a crush on her. Paul Kantner, one of the founders, original founders, Jefferson Airplane, died. 74 years old. Organ failure and septic shock. Oh my gosh, that's, you know, I mean, but then you see the headline the other day. Who's the guy from the Grateful, who's from Rolling Stones?
Keith Richards?
Keith Richards. They said Keith Richards found alive in San Francisco hotel.
I think Keith Richards might be the Highlander. I don't know if he can die.
I don't know. But anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and Agent Mary McCurry. Her goal is to help all clients with their real estate needs and to find their dream home. You know what? She really is passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at MiriamCurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings, or call her at 949-1550. All of this from Properties by Merit. Okay, and our guest, of course, is Kyle DeFore, who is not just from Mighty Fine Foods, but he and his dad, which is one of the greatest places ever to shop and buy stuff and get any type of beer you could possibly want.
Sure.
Even ones you've never heard of.
Yeah. I'm adding new ones all the time.
Have you tried every one?
Oh, I can't. I can't. I add them faster than I can try them. I haven't even tried all the non-alcoholic stuff in the store yet.
You've got 1,000 different drinks in
there. Yep, I do.
It's kind of cool, really. I mean,
well, you know, it's one of those things where I've got 37 different kinds of Arizona drinks. I've got every flavor of Monster drink you can get, every flavor of Red Bull, every flavor of those kind of things. And, you know, we, now that we've got a lake actually filling up this winter, you know.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Summer season's going to be great this year. You know, we're right on the way out to the lake there. People like variety. Not everybody wants to drink the same beer they've been drinking for 40 years or the same beer that dad or grandpa drank. So it's
Jimmy's saying Joe says he's had 1.33 inches in the gauge this morning.
Wow.
He's, you know, I guess that's, I don't know, from yesterday, or but, you know, that's in 24 hours.
Well, I know it's
so, which means it's got to be another, we're 100 feet, at least we were a few days ago, we were 100 feet from being full.
Mm.
So it's got to have come up another 3 or 4 feet.
Oh, well, you know, I drive across Bridge Bay every day because I live up north of Reading. And it's come up quite a bit in the last month, and it was really coming down today.
Oh, it's come up. No, it's come up, I think it was 50-something feet in a month. In this month, and we were like 5 feet in 3 days. So, I mean, it's come up a lot, so that's good. Yeah. Where do you live?
I actually live up in Lakehead. We live on about...
Really?
We've got about 7 acres up there and four dogs and lots to do.
46 cats. And
no cats yet. We've got four dogs that they're all between 80 and 180 pounds, so we don't need anything else.
Oh, Mighty Fine sells State of Jefferson stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So somebody's in here.
You know, it's like people come in and they'll ask, you know, some people don't know what it is. They say, oh, what's the State of Jefferson or what's this mean? I said, well... And you explained to him, you know, it started in the late 1800s. Northern California was going to be its own state. Originally, it was three southern Oregon counties were involved as well, but now it's just a Northern California thing. And I tell people, I don't know if it's ever going to pass, but if it was based on merchandise sales, it would, because there's a lot of people that would like that to have. I sell a lot of sweatshirts and hoodies and all that kind of stuff.
So, oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I tell you what, the concept of actually having true representation for your, you know, for us is it's not a pipe dream. Oh. It's not a pipe dream. It's something we should all strive for. And if the system itself isn't going to provide it, and I don't see it happening unless they come back to that one senator per county, then we need to do something.
Well, you know.
I mean, you can only go so far.
Representative government is a relatively new concept in human history. For the vast majority, and even a lot of people today live under things that would be described as a different type of government than that. But, you know, what was it Franklin said when he came out of the Continental Congress? A woman asked him what type of government we had, and he said, a republic if you can keep it. I think that was a good...
There you go.
Bannon could turn a phrase better than a lot of people, I think.
Well, now, Kyle, you're kicking off a new show.
I am. Tuesday night, 6 to 7, is going to be the inaugural episode of the NorCal Sports Hour. We're going to be covering A's, Giants, Warriors, Kings, Niners, and Raiders for as long as the Raiders are in NorCal anyway. That's another topic we'll get to, I'm sure. But and then we'll be covering all the local high school sports in season and highlighting great individuals and teams in their sports, and you know, there really isn't anything like that around here. Most of your stuff is nationally syndicated stuff. I was talking to somebody in the green room there, and I said, you know, about three quarters of the sports media in this country doesn't realize that there's anything west of the Mississippi River. You know, it's highly concentrated on the East Coast, and certainly if you watch any of the sports networks, it's very East Coast centric. For the most part, and certainly anything you even do get on California, it's, you know, not going to be northern California.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a niche that it's not really being filled, and you know, other than, you know, maybe getting your name in the paper, and of course KCNR does the high school football on Fridays, which is one reason that kind of planted the seed in my brain to do this, but had a couple people encourage me to do so, but you know, that local thing is not being met right now. And so we want to highlight people that are the athletes, of course, but also coaches and administrators that are making a difference in young people's lives and you know, building character. One of the best things about sports, and I played sports as a young person all the way through high school too, is it builds character. It teaches you how to lose because you're not going to win every time. And it teaches you how to compete in a way that you can be proud of afterward, regardless of the result. So,
one of the comment here is, if we had a State of Jefferson, the Oakland Raiders could come up here.
Yeah, exactly.
They would fit right in.
Well, you know,
blue collar team. You know.
Well, you know, if they talked about going to Las Vegas, you know, is the new thing now.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this is what we were just talking about.
Probably get better
morning.
Taxes there than in California.
And so the Oakland Raiders who got bumped out of L.A., but they were talking about Sacramento. Now they're talking about Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
I don't know if Las Vegas. Frankly, I don't know if Las Vegas could support all the time sports team.
Well, you know, the NBA has resisted putting a team there for years. You know, years ago when the Maloof brothers owned the Kings, they wanted to go down there. They were talking about moving them down there, and they wouldn't let them do it because they own a casino as well. And the NBA.
Well, I tell you what, they have enough problems with gambling. So I guess if you put a major league sports team in there.
I think that's why you don't have one right now.
Yeah, that could be. You know what? That makes sense. I never thought of it like that. But that now, yeah, that makes sense.
Because Nevada is one of those states that doesn't actually have any pro sports. So,
maybe there's a reason for that. Well, but somebody said they'd heard of San Antonio, too.
You know, that's the interesting thing about the Raiders this year is, you know, the one thing we know for sure is that the Rams are going from St. Louis to Carson. because they've already, the owner's already bought the land. He's a multi-billionaire and he's doing it himself, you know, and everybody else can figure out what they're going to do. Looks like right now, looks like the Chargers are going to cohabitate that stadium with them and they're going to work something out there. So Chargers are going to go San Diego to LA right now. Raiders, you know, like you said, we heard today, we've heard Las Vegas, we've heard San Antonio, we've heard down to San Diego to take the Chargers spot down there. They're right now, they're evidently working on a one-year temporary lease for the Oakland Coliseum again, barring, you know, some major development in the next several months. But, I mean, you know, it's not quite the Indianapolis Colts loading everything up in a moving van and leaving overnight like they did 30 years ago out of Baltimore.
Was it 30 years ago?
1984 is actually 32 years ago now. But
1984?
Yeah. So, but
boy, I tell you what. You know, you get in certain jobs, you just don't even notice this stuff. I mean, you really don't. I mean, 84, you get deployed, and then you come back, and it's done. I mean, you don't even think about it. I mean, you really don't. Even though today, even to today, I will say Baltimore Colts sometimes.
Well, you know, and you've got the Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens, and then we, like, spawned.
No, wait, the what did?
The Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens, you know. And then now, then we spawned a new Cleveland Browns out of nothing in 1999, so now there's a Cleveland Browns again because they gave Cleveland.
No, you said they went to Baltimore. They went to someplace else.
Oh, no, the Cleveland Browns went to Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, okay, Baltimore.
And became
okay,
the Ravens.
They became, okay.
But they, but yes, I mean, you have.
And the Cleveland Browns sprang up again.
Yeah. And have been terrible ever since, unfortunately. Sorry, Cleveland.
Tony Manziel, hey, you got Mr. Football there if they can keep him off of parties drunk and all these things. Now here's another guy. Are you going to talk about things like that? You know, people like Ryan Frost.
Well,
yeah. You remember the Ryan Frost story? Was it Ryan Frost? Who is that guy? That was that quarterback that was highly sought, and he went down to San Diego for a bit, and then he went up to Oakland. But he got all types of drug problems, and he's had.
Oh,
not Ryan Frost.
Ryan Leaf, I think.
Ryan Leaf, that's what it is. Ryan Leaf, and all those terrible problems. I mean, they did stories on him in when he was in high school. You know, this is his father was a coach, and you know he's tall, he's big, and he's been trained. As soon as he got in the big leagues.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Leaf was a machine at Washington State. And in the 98 draft, one of these, they should do a 30 for 30 on this on ESPN or something because it'd be a great thing. Is the 98 draft, you had the 1-2 picks. It was either going to be Manning and Leaf or Leaf and Manning. And Indianapolis had the number one pick. They picked Peyton Manning. Good pick. Ended up winning a Super Bowl there, and he set all kinds of records. And
still playing.
And
playing still, in this year's Super
playing
Bowl.
For Denver, you know, and that's one thing we'll talk about on the show, too, is this going to be Peyton Manning's last game win or lose? You know, if he loses, does he try to come back again next year and get one more? Do you think he rides out on the – I think if he wins, you know.
Oh, there's no doubt. If he wins, he's not coming back.
It's kind of an Elway situation. It really is.
Yeah.
It's like Elway 18 years ago. But, you know,
anyway, let's go back to Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two. They never. He never cut it.
Yeah.
From the very beginning, it was like he got in trouble.
Well, and that's one thing that's disappointing as a sports fan, and especially as you get older. The 49ers had a guy that ended up getting cut. He was on the Raiders this last year, named Alden Smith. Same type thing. Elite talent, has a physically dominant player. Now Leaf was more in college. He never really did it at the pro level. But you know these guys are phenomenal athletes. They're one in a million guys, you know, first-round draft pick type of guys. But from the neck up, they're a zero.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Alden Smith, he's got this long list of dumb things that he's done. You know, he said bomb in an airport, and he said, you know, had violence issues being in the wrong place at the wrong time, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, and Johnny Manziel, same thing. It's like
Manziel, though, he's got so many things going for him. And mm-hmm. And I heard that one night, you know, they've got NFL Today, it's on one of those channels, and they had Boomer Esiason and Brandon Marshall. Now, Brandon Marshall is that, you know, that great receiver for New York. And, of course, Boomer Esiason was, you know, the quarterback for the Cincinnati for so long. Anyway, Boomer says, hey, I think they're coming down too hard on Manziel because, you know, he didn't do this, but something happened. And Brandon Marshall jumped right in. He said, no, this man has got a substance abuse problem. He says, I have a foundation that addresses that. He said, why? Because I had those problems.
Well,
he says, as soon as you need to get in his face right away on this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, Brandon Marshall really made a great point there, is that you can't just kind of like, okay, hey, back in the old days we let this go because here's this kid. This kid is calling out for help right there.
And I'm glad you brought up Brandon Marshall because he's a guy who's been a pro for almost 10 years. I think he's 31 now. He's a great, great receiver for the New York Jets. He was on Late Show with Colbert a week or two ago,
yeah.
And he was talking about. He actually came out and said, you know, I have borderline personality disorder, that's part of his foundation too, is helping people. And to be able to come out and say that on the air is a pretty brave thing to do for someone who's a public figure already.
This young man, I'll say, you know, he's 31 and he's playing for 10 years, and they get him all the time about all these years and never in a playoff. And I mean, and he takes it so well, but he says things like, you know, I have gotten so much better and learned so much from listening to, Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason and the other guys coming through here, these guys that are retired. But he'll admit it, I've done things wrong.
Yeah.
But to hear that in a young man and try and reach out to help people, I think is extraordinary.
I don't think you can really put anything on him about his teams not being in the playoffs because he's had a 1,000-yard season for four different teams as a wide receiver.
He set a new record for the Jets this year, too.
With some pretty forgettable quarterbacks. I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. My guest is Kyle DeFore, and we're talking about the new show he's going to have. It's going to be a sports show. We're going to talk about it, getting more about the format and a few other things here on Friday about the sports. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over, though, at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his crew over there put people through a very thorough CCW class. His classes are always full, and the way you can get into one of his classes is always you check him out at readingccw.com or you call NFI at 999-1822. They will provide firearms and ammo to you if you do not have a pistol to go through the class because you just haven't picked one out or the one you have doesn't quite fit. And then we'll go out and help you find that right gun. Women's only classes, private classes, all of this through Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate's small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala Event, February 12th.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry.
I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Jefferson Starship, not quite Jefferson Airplane. I'm not sure Paul was with him. Just Bob told me he wasn't with them then. But you know what? I love that song. And you know, I don't know if you ever saw that movie. What was it? Something of Rock. It had Tom Cruise in it. Had Tom Cruise and all these other stars that were in it. And he played a rocker. You know, like Bon Jovi.
I don't think I saw that one.
It was Legends of Rock or something like that. They had all these songs from that era in it. It was pretty cool. Hey, I'm here with Kyle DeFore. We're talking about his new sports show, and we also want to talk about this great Valentine's Day giveaway with NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa are bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. That's right. Imagine picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo, in NorCal Limo, and then experience driving through Redding's most romantic areas while sipping on complimentary champagne, which will be an unforgettable memory. Then you stop at Boheme Spa, where you can relax with a couple's massage. Oh, yeah. Think about this. You will be hampered from head to foot and enjoy a calming, customized experience. Give us a call, and if you call us here at the station at 530-605-4567, we will enter you in this, and we will do a drawing on February 12th live on the show. Now, you can call us at 530-605-4567 anytime you want to and get your name in there. You can fax it to us at your name and phone number at 605-4561, or you can send emails to Molly at KCNR1460.com. Imagine this, and it's free, and somebody's going to be drawn on February 12th.
Am I allowed to enter that too, Carl?
You can enter it. Everybody can enter that. You know, NorCal Limo, you can give them a call at 276-8851, and Boheme Spa is 223-1300 to find out more about their products and services. You know, this is going to be a great deal for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a great time. So you can just call us give us your name and a phone number, and guess what? We put your name into the drawing box. We've given away some pretty good things, but that's going to be one of them. All right, I'm here with Kyle DeFore, and we are talking about his new sports show. Somebody said, are you going to have anything there like fishing?
You know, I
hadn't thought about it, but you know what? Think about it.
That's something we can do. That's something as far as we could probably get like you were saying, have somebody who's an expert on that. I confess that is not in my wheelhouse, but I am not averse at all to it's a local sports show, and it's for Northern California, and I know we've got a lot of outdoorsmen.
We have, you know, Frank Lucia. Mm-hmm. Is a guy that's put together this big sports magazine. He used to have a show here, mm-hmm. You know, on Saturday mornings about fishing and hunting. And so I bet he's still available and like that he could call in and give give a two-minute update or, you know, whatever you want of what the fishing conditions look like and all those kind of things. And, you know, this is, you know, I think that you're still getting your arms around it, but this is going to be local sports.
Yep.
I mean, all the sports, not just the football, basketball, but you want to get into the volleyball because we've got some just – outstanding volleyball teams up there.
And for, you know, for pro sports, you know, we'll obviously focus on our Northern California teams here, but, you know, for the Super Bowl, we're going to do a Super Bowl preview. For anything playoffs or anything
like
that.
Well, we've got the Super Bowl coming up here.
Yeah.
So is that what Tuesday's going to be, a lot of Super Bowl?
Tuesday's going to be some Super Bowl preview. We're going to talk about, Peyton Manning, Cam Newton. We're going to talk Broncos, Panthers. We're going to talk the matchup there. I heard a really interesting stat. 94% of the money in Las Vegas is going on the Panthers. Everybody thinks we're going to see Panthers route
there's,
here.
There's a guy on ESPN says, "Hey, you guys are trying to make this into some kind of black-white thing."
See,
have you heard that?
You know, I don't really get that. I can see why some people might think that. Someone said something to me the other day. They said this kind of reminds me of, and this is going way back, but they said this kind of reminds me of Ali Frazier. How people kind of segmented off on that. But, you know, I don't really buy that. I think there's a lot of people that want Manning to win just because they know it's his last year and because he can't throw the ball more than 25 yards. I mean, he's done.
Oh, come on. I saw him throw it 35 the other day.
Oh, if he gets a running start, maybe. I mean, I love Peyton Manning. Don't get me wrong. I love the guy. But I mean,
his arm's gone.
But, you know, he wins games from the neck up now.
Well, you know,
and Cam Newton is right in the prime of his career right now. He's unstoppable.
You know, and some people don't like Cam Newton because of –
Sure.
Cam Newton is big. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not just 6'5 and 250. He's got a super big personality. Yeah. And he's got a super big ego, too. I know. I mean, I don't know. I think. But that's okay. That you need an ego, and he backs it up. It's, you know, people, oh, he's cocky. Well, no, he backs it up. You know what I mean? This guy, he goes for the end zone. Mm-hmm. Look at him. He's not sliding. Yeah. He's diving into the end zone, and they are turning him around in the air so he looks like he's, I mean, you know, like he's like a helicopter rotor. He's coming down on his head. He bounces back up. He is, I mean, this man is almost unstoppable, even though they did it in one game.
Well, he's an outside linebacker playing quarterback.
My gosh, I mean, he reminds me of, who's that old Joe Capp that played for Minnesota so many years ago? When Joe Capp did a quarterback draw or something, he came back and he met a linebacker head up, knocked him out, stomped all over him, you know, by just running into him. And this is the kind of strength that Cam Newton has.
I think with Newton, we've seen guys that are fast play the quarterback position. We've seen certainly a lot of guys that are big pocket quarterbacks. We haven't ever seen a guy this big and this fast play at this level. And he's a Heisman Trophy winner, so I mean, it's not really that big a surprise, but it's, you never know with quarterbacks if they're great in college. We were talking about Ryan Leaf a little while ago. If they're great in college,
Vinny Testaverde. Yeah, there's several of them that were.
Whether
good,
that's going to translate,
across,
right? I mean, look at Alex Smith. He was drafted number one by the 49ers. Had five offensive coordinators his first 5 years. Well, hard to have continuity if you're learning a new offense every year, and then he goes to Kansas City. Now they're in the playoffs every year. So, you know, I think a lot of it is where you land, who your coach is, who your surrounding cast is. I mean, if you're getting drafted in the first 3, 4, 5 picks, you're going to a bad team. You know, you're Jameis Winston going to the Bucks, or you're Mariota going to the Titans this last year, or, you know, whoever the 49ers pick in the top five.
Hopefully whoever survives this year, or, you know, that first year, second year. Mm-hmm. You got Derek Carr at Oakland. Last year, he was horrible. Yeah. Year before last. But this past year, he's starting to come on. He's starting to put some people around him. And this guy can win some football games. Well, but we'll have to see what happens.
Cooper is such a nice addition for them. He gives them a legitimate number one threat right now. I mean, he's only going to get better as time goes by.
Okay, so let's go back to the Peyton Manning,
Cam Newton
thing. I heard people saying Manning can't pass. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw him drop a couple really nice balls in there playing against New England. And the other thing, too, is they're saying he's a lot more patient. But the thing that impressed me most in that with Peyton Manning in that game was when he ran for 12 yards.
Mm-hmm.
This man who is, you know, and here's the other thing I'm just astounded about. This aging veteran, this man that, gosh, he's older than the hills. Mm-hmm. He's 39. Mm-hmm. He's 39. I've seen guys in combat that age that are running and leaping and jumping. I mean, it's no big thing. 39. Of course, nobody's really getting beat up by 270-pound guys that hit them as hard as they can. But he ran for that first down, and it was the longest run from scrimmage that they had had in the game up to that point, 12 yards. And he didn't, like, slide in there. He kind of dove in there. So they told me he really wanted to win that game. And he pops back up, and he is – one of the commentators said he is very patient now, where he did rely on arm strength to get something in there. So now – and he does. When he throws, it's kind of like wobbles.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of a pitcher who used to be able to throw 95, and now he's got to get you out with 85.
Yeah, and a curveball.
Yeah, he's Barry Zito now. Yeah. You know,
so now he's throwing junk ball at you. But guess what? He's still striking people out. Okay, so and Cam Newton, he's ready. And the defense, I tell you what, if Denver's defense shows up like they did against New England, Cam's going to have people in his face.
We love to talk about the quarterbacks, but these are the number one and number two defenses in the league.
Yeah. So you know what? This is going to be. They're going to be. They know that Peyton Manning is he needs to stay in that pocket. He does not have that mobility. Even though he's doing things now, he's kind of like doing a bootleg. He's coming out and throwing. But Cam Newton, how do you stop that? How do you stop him all the time? New Orleans beat him, didn't they?
Carolina can actually run the ball. Denver's not a great running team. And to your point, you were talking about in that New England Denver game, the longest run for each team was each quarterback.
I know.
Brady had the longest run for the – I mean, did the Patriots even run the ball 10 times? I don't even think they bothered.
But you know what? That was really an interesting game. I mean, the whole time you kept thinking that they were going to score.
Yeah.
And then the guy that made 586 straight extra points misses one.
For 10 years.
First missing 10 years, and he misses it in the playoff game. And you could just see him just go like –
And Belichick's one of the ones that wanted to move the extra point back this year.
Well, so, you know, you go.
There you go.
Okay, Kyle DeFore is here. Of course, Mighty Fine Foods out on 299 in Deschutes. And we'll be here Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. with his new sports show.
Looking forward
to it.
Can't
wait to hear it. All right, buddy.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, when we come back from these messages, we've got Gregory Cheadle running for U.S. House of Representatives. We know Gregory's a quality guy, and let's see what he wants to do or what kind of changes he'd like to make if he's elected. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. The focus last night was in Iowa. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The first debate was comprised of the four GOP candidates with the lowest poll numbers. Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore told the Fox News hosts he took issue with Donald Trump's decision to skip the main event and hold a benefit for veterans instead.
I'm the only veteran, Bill and Martha, in this race.
Former tech executive Carly Fiorina came out swinging at another candidate who wasn't even there, Hillary Clinton.
The woman should be prosecuted.
Others participating in the undercard event were former Governor Mike Huckabee and former Senator Rick Santorum. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Donald Trump, as you know, decided not to participate in that second debate, instead hosting a campaign rally fundraiser to raise money for veterans. He says Fox News, however, did apologize to him.
They have been. They've been very nice, and they wanted me to go and apologize and everything else, and they did apologize, and they could not have been. But once this started, it's for our vets, there was nothing I could do.
Trump says he raised over $6 million at his event. House Democrats heading home from their annual retreat in Baltimore. Last night, President Obama addressing his fellow Democrats said he feels pretty good about the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. And then he was presented with a declaration from House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
We thank you for the opportunity to work with you on the Iran nuclear agreement. We consider it to be historic. And we are grateful to you for your leadership.
Consumers have been cutting back on their spending and businesses have been cutting back on their investment. And as a result, the growth of the U.S. economy slowed sharply in the final 3 months of last year to an annual rate of 0.7%. But most economists expect a growth to rebound in the current quarter. And U.S. stocks have opened higher today on encouraging earnings news and higher energy prices. Townhall.com for more details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
In southwest Germany, say a hand grenade was thrown into a refugee camp.
The grenade was found in the early hours of this morning by a security guard near buildings which house 170 people. The device's pin had been pulled, but the explosives had failed to detonate. Some of the people living in the camp were evacuated, while experts carried out a controlled explosion. News of the attempted attack will dismay the German government, which has condemned a rise in anti-refugee violence. New figures reveal that there were more than 1,000 attacks on refugee homes last year. That's five times the number reported in 2014.
BBC correspondent Jenny Hill reporting from Berlin. And Apple, currently the world's most valuable company, but that castle could be in danger of falling as the digital advertising market booms and demand for smartphones wanes. Alphabet Inc., the holding company that includes Google, could soon dethrone Apple. The Silicon Valley rivals could trade places as early as today, depending on the latest market value numbers. More analysis at townhall.com. The sentencing for former House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been postponed.
Citing health problems that have left the 74-year-old unable to care for himself,
A federal judge in Illinois postponed sentencing until April. Hastert was hospitalized in November just days after pleading guilty to paying nearly $3.5 million in hush money to cover up past wrongdoing. The Chicago Tribune says the case stems from the alleged sexual abuse of a student while Hastert was a high school wrestling coach.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting an 18-year-old Ethan Couch may learn today whether he'll be moved from a juvenile detention center in Texas to an adult jail. He was transferred from Mexico by plane yesterday, where he and his mother fled to in early December after video showed Couch violating his probation. He was playing beer pong on that video. Couch was put on 10 years probation after killing four people in a drunk driving crash a couple of years ago. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Except Linda is on her way to Sacramento right now, going down to meet up with her parents down there and be back. She'll be back, though, later on this weekend. So I'm here by myself, not exactly by myself, but I'm not with her, but I've got all these other people I'm with at 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Okay, I'm here with Eric, of course, as our producer. Eric, what's the weather look like here for the next few days?
It looks like today we're going to get wet and more wet, 100% chance of rain.
You take the Bob Belongi weather report. It's wet. It's going to stay wet.
It's going to stay wet. We're going to get a high of 56 and a low of 40. It's going to be a cold one today. Tomorrow, there'll be a chance of rain, but probably not, with a high of 56 and a low of 36. And then actually Sunday and Monday, it's going to get sunny. And then we're going to get a little bit cloudy next week, but it looks like we're getting away from the rain for a little bit. So,
all right. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Veteran-owned business gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by friends out there at Wind River Resort and Casino. And you know what? This week, this coming week on the 4th of February, the first Thursday, Linda will be out at Wind River there with her band on the 4th of February. Of course, rocking and rolling there and jazz and blues and has it all. That Thursday night, she'll be singing from 7 to 9. Get there a little bit early for their Romance on the River dinner that they have, steak and lobster, all of that there at Elements Lounge. Give them a call at 243-3377. And then the following week, she's there on the 13th for a big Valentine's Day with a bigger band, and it's going to be 3 hours of singing, dancing, and having just a great time, great dinners, that special dinners for people, and they've got a special romantic weekend with a deal on a room and champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries and all those things, all of this at Wind River Casino and Resort. Give them a call, 243-3377. Ask for Elements Lounge, where Linda's singing. Now, a lot of things going on this weekend and every weekend, it appears. But the big thing that we've got going is Gregory Cheadle.
Good morning, Carl.
Gregory Cheadle is, well, let's just say who Gregory Cheadle is. Gregory, who is Gregory Cheadle?
Gregory Cheadle is one determined rascal. Yeah, I've been in the North State now for 15 years.
Determined rascal.
I
don't know if you should use the word rascal in politics in the same in the same breath.
Why not? I mean, come on. I mean, that's what we have. Not just one determined rascal, man. I'm fed up with the way things have been going and are going, and I'm not one to sit on the sidelines and do nothing.
Well, okay, now, so you are running for the 1st District?
U.S. House of Representatives, District 1, yes.
Well, but where do you come from, Greg? You've been here, you said you've been here for 15 years. Where have you been? What have you done? What do you do?
Well, I've been here for 15 years. I came up from Oakland, needed a place just to get away because my son was going through chemotherapy in Oakland. Once that was over, 2 years out from the end of chemotherapy, I just needed a place to just relax, and came to Reading and was just blown away by all the natural settings that we have here.
Wow.
And then prior, you know, I was applying to medical school at the time. Then my son came down with cancer, and so it was just a big mess. And so coming to Reading was the best thing I've ever done. It's a beautiful place, able to relax. But what I do, I'm a real estate broker, and I build luxury playhouses. Have a law degree.
I remember when I first met you, you were working on that.
Yeah, fine. Miraculously, I graduated from law school. That was huge.
Do you do any law stuff?
Pardon?
Do you do law stuff now?
Well, you know, I did an internship with the public defender and studying for the bar.
Okay.
Yeah. So right. My hands are full. And what I'm most proud of, we had a luncheon the other day at Holiday Inn for the volunteers at Dignity. And I've been a volunteer at Dignity for 15 years now in the ER.
Jeez.
So I wipe butts with Dignity.
Is that right? I don't know what to say about that.
And I take care of the people when they come into the ER, and I'm proud to have been there this long.
Well, I tell you, without volunteers, things stop. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What made you decide? You said that you've seen things like this. If you had to describe yourself, and I know it's hard to do that, but your political bent, would you say in a few words? Liberal, conservative, middle of the road, conservative on some things, liberal on others, like most people, or what?
Well, I style myself as an 1856 Republican. In 1856, those people were the ones who were instrumental in setting up a political party for the freedom of slaves, meaning that, to bring it to today, a person who was concerned about the least of the least. I'm not concerned about corporations. I'm not concerned about those things taking over government as far as being in favor of that. I'm in favor of the people. We the people. I'm in favor of a government of, by, and for the people, not of, by, and for the corporations.
Okay. So you would say is that the idea of a smaller government?
Definitely a smaller government. Oh, definitely a smaller government. Fiscal responsibility, yes.
Do you, but all the things that are going on right now, especially, it's in the news, what's happening up in Oregon.
Yeah.
So much of the land is owned
By the feds.
By the feds and managed by the Bureau of Land Management.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that, do you see it that may perhaps the land should be turned back to the states?
Yeah. We have allowed government so much power, so much control. What is government doing with that land anyway? It's to be given back to the states. Government has no problem taking land from us. Don't pay our taxes or whatever. They have no problem taking property from us. So we should not have a problem taking property back from the government at all.
A question coming in. Concerned about the least of the least. Is that pro-social programs at all cost?
No. You have to understand that. As a government, there are people, go to any homeless shelter, you are going to see a part of the population that cannot do anything for themselves. They're unemployable. They have no social skills. Those who are mentally retarded, so forth, and so, or developmentally delayed, as the new term is, autistic children, the autistic population, those are the least of the least that I'm in reference to. I'm not in reference to someone who is healthy and it just wants to sit on his rear end and do nothing. Nor am I in favor of the corporate welfare that's out there as well. No.
Okay, so this is the thing is that, and I understand what you're saying. There's people out there that they're out there in the rainstorms because there's just no other choice for them.
Right.
There's nothing they're going to be able to do. I saw a lady sitting in a wheelchair the other day. I was in traffic, and I was watching her. She had a little shawl around her shoulders, but it was in the rain. And I was thinking to myself, here's a woman just out here in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And, as you drive by, you see this, and you wonder, is there not a place that this woman can go to at least to get out of the rain?
Well, sadly, the tourist shelter in Chico is closing because they don't have enough funding. I've served food.
A what shelter?
The tourist shelter.
Oh, okay.
It's called the tourist shelter in Chico for the homeless.
Yeah.
I've served food there. And, you have families, people who just happen to lose a job or got kicked out of their house or whatever. Those people now soon will not have a place to go to.
Okay, we're with Greg Cheadle here, and we're talking about he's running for Congress, and he wants to, you know, he wants to be a man of the people because he believes government should be smaller, should be for the people and by the people. 1856 Republican, you might say, is the way he describes himself,
right.
And I understand that, and
okay.
I hope other people do too. Is that this is the Republican Party,
the Republican Party that
stood up and said, look. That we want to keep this republic together, and we will fight to do that.
Right.
And we also need to look at what's right and what's wrong.
Exactly.
And fighting among themselves did the right thing. One, to keep the Union together, but two, to end slavery.
Yes.
To end slavery.
Yeah.
And which people seem to have forgotten which party was the one that did that. Which party passed the civil rights?
Yeah.
You know, it was the Republican Party that passed
right.
the civil rights works and laws. It wasn't the Democratic Party.
And look what happened to King. You know,
and
who were those people against him?
Yeah. And so I want to talk to you, too, about something that happened to you. I was just astounded when I read that, first of all. But I want to talk about that, too.
Yeah.
Our guest is Gregory Cheadle, and we'll be back after these messages.
Attention, Whose Line Is It Anyway fans? Get ready for an evening of hilarious comedy with Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood February 5th at the Cascade Theater. You've watched them on TV for years. Now witness the incredible comedy of Whose Line Is It Anyway's funniest duo, live. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
There's no point during this show do Brad and I know what's going on.
I think we're ready to get this show started.
All right.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Okay.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on her way down to Sacramento today. It is 49 degrees, going up to 56. Not that you'll notice it because it's raining. It's raining all day. The weather rock says it's wet, which means it's raining. And it will be like this over the weekend. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Now, this is the way to stay warm inside your house. Carl Martin and his people, veteran-known business, best in the North State, voted best in the North State, serving in the North State for over 20, about, gosh, almost 25 years now. And any type of heating or cooling system that they can handle, anything. They can offer warranties, guarantees, everything. They've got it. And your little house can be in there and be nice and warm, and it's running well because it's functioning well, and you're not wasting electricity or gas or any of this. All of this, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm here with Gregory Cheadle, who's running for United States Congress.
Yes.
And describes himself as an 1856 Republican.
Yes, sir.
One of the ones that the original Republican Party that kept the Union together, did away with slavery, passed the civil rights laws, and did this thing, and somehow the Democrats since then have gotten all the glory for that. Not sure why. Okay, I've got a bunch of questions in here that I'll get to, but
all right.
Martin Luther King,
yes.
The celebration of his birthday,
right,
a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened that it was just absolutely astounding to me.
Yeah.
And I bet to you.
I was blown away by it.
Okay. Tell us what happened.
You know, it was raining like it is today, and I drove the hour and a half to get to Chico and to celebrate, because I do it every year. And, you know, upon arrival, I asked the organizer if I could have a place to put my cards. And instead of saying no, she said yes, and I put them there. And shortly into, about halfway through the program, the MC, there's a guy coming up at this stage. So in order to kill time or not waste time, the MC introduced me and I stood up and that's it. That's all I did. And then shortly after that, I went back to the table to see where my cards were and they weren't there. So I found the organizer and she told me that she took the cards away and she did not want me to come back next year. And this was a white female who told me this on MLK Day in Chico.
And she didn't want you to come back because?
I guess I'm too political. I don't know. But I didn't say a word. I just stood up.
Because you were introduced.
I was introduced. I was the only politician. You know, I drive an hour and a half in the rain to help celebrate. The mayor, the city council, no board of supervisors, nobody showed up from Chico.
Mm-hmm.
But I come there, and I'm told not to come back.
Did you tell him that Martin Luther King pretty important in your life?
You know, I was so stunned. Carl, I mean, come on. I was so stunned. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't believe that this was happening to me.
I find this, you know what, they're trying to say, well, this is a non-political event. Okay, that's fine.
Non-political.
I can still be here. You know, don't tell me I can't. You know what? You know, it's one of those things that really, well, I'm going to show up next year and you better have cops here because I'm not leaving.
Well, next year I'll probably have a bunch of banners and everything.
Oh, okay.
but you know, I mean, to say that it's non-political, that's a fiction because one of the speakers was an African Muslim who came over and was reading from the Quran. There was another guy who was reading from the Bible and talking about the homeless. So it is a political event, period.
Uh-huh.
Martin Luther King was political.
Oh, yeah.
and the year before that, they had the first illegal alien to practice law as a keynote speaker. But my presence, I'm told not to come back, doesn't make any sense.
Was this some kind of college kid?
No, this was an older woman. And come to find out, she was she's involved with the Palestine Action Group and Israeli disinvestment, whatever it is.
Oh,
yeah.
So she's against the state of Israel, and
right.
and she wants everybody to de-invest in.
Yeah, so she's prostituting MLK for her own ends.
So what's her name?
Her name is Emily Alma.
Oh, maybe we can get Emily on the show.
I would love to have her on the show.
Yeah.
Just to get her perspective on this.
I'd like to get her perspective on this. Yeah. Emily Alma.
Yeah.
So we'll have to give her a call and let Emily give her chance. Have her say on it.
I want to hear what she has to say.
Emily Alma. Okay. Anyway, okay. Hey, what's your position? Here's some questions coming in here. What's your position on the Second Amendment?
Look in my car and you'll see. I don't have it with me because Tom Bashanka would probably not be happy with it.
Why? If you have a CCW.
I don't have a CCW.
Oh, well, no. Now you need to get into that.
And you know, I have a problem with the CCW in that. Why in the world do I have to pay the government for my right to carry an arm?
Whoa.
That's a big question, isn't it? But that's the way
that should answer the questions that just came in. So,
yeah.
Why should I have to pay the government? Why should you have to go through a background?
Well, I've already gone through the background check.
To buy the gun.
The only issue would be my training, my ability to use a gun. I could see that.
Yeah.
But for me to pay government to have that right, I have a problem with that.
So then obviously you believe in reciprocal carry then?
Oh, without a doubt.
But throughout the United States, if they could
without
do that.
Without a doubt, yeah.
So everybody that wants to carry will have their name.
I mean, yeah. If you look at the gun sales, we have an explosion in gun sales, but we also have a decrease in gun violence, interestingly enough, when you look at the data, overall data.
People seem to forget that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, when we get into, what would you say the biggest difference is between you and Doug LaMalfa, who's holding that job right now?
I'm not running an anti-LaMalfa campaign. There's a huge difference between Doug and I. Huge. I mean, I'm not bought. You know, I love Doug. Doug is a politician. You know, he's bought. You know, he's taking campaign funds. I can say what I want to say and not have to worry about offending those who paid for my campaign, for instance.
But you eventually need, I mean, if somebody comes in and offers, Monsanto comes in and offers you $250,000 to run your campaign, you going to take it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
I haven't taken it yet. I could use $250,000, don't get me wrong. But my thing is, if I take Monsanto's money, Monsanto owns me. I don't want to be owned by Monsanto. I don't want to be owned by any corporation.
Okay, well, let me ask this question, because I've always wondered about this when people say that. If a corporation gives you $250,000 because they liked what you're saying and what you stand, say they like 1856 Republicans, why wouldn't you take them? Why would they own you? I mean, you're your own man.
I'll give you an example. You know, I want to know what's in my food, right?
Right.
Okay, so Monsanto has all these GMOs. Monsanto pays me. Oh, Gregory, we love your 1856 Republican stance. We love all that about you. Here, it's $250,000. Okay, fine. The problem is I have to bow to Monsanto when a vote comes up.
Why?
Well, if I don't.
If you don't, they just don't give you the money next time.
Well, they may not give me the money next time. There may be some other repercussions as well.
Using Monsanto, but yeah. There's going to be could be big corporations that back you. I guess I'm of the feeling that you can – to run successfully takes money.
To run, well, yes and no. There's a new way of campaigning today that's different than 10, 20 years ago because of the internet.
Okay,
you
social
can do
media.
Over the, you know, and that campaign money, where's it going? Oftentimes you have 10, 20, 30 people around you doing absolutely nothing. So that's where a lot of that money goes, and it goes into the media as well. So to say that you need a lot of money to be successful, I don't necessarily agree with that.
Things are changing.
It's a different
However,
world.
There are still signs. There's traveling from spot to spot. There's radio and TV time that you know to get your name out there and your face out there. I mean, it still takes money.
It takes money.
I mean, even social media has not reached that point yet because a lot of the people you reach in social media, frankly, probably don't vote. As opposed to people that listen to talk radio.
Yeah.
Those people go out and buy and they go out and vote. So you've got that. So what I'm saying is it would be great if it was all funded at the same amount.
Well,
but it's not.
No. I mean, my whole thing is I believe in campaign reform. And when I say that, I'm talking about for congressional races, I would like to have it such that the maximum contribution per entity, be it a person, couple, or corporation, whatever, is $2,500 and zero money from outside the district. That would change the whole dynamic of congressional races.
Well, change all races.
Yeah.
When you think about it, because there's a lot of money that flows in. Like, you know, I know there's one group of veterans for Veterans for Election or Veterans or something.
Mm-hmm.
And what they does, it's a national PAC that gives money. You know, to veterans that are running for office.
Yeah.
And that gives, helps them run for office.
Okay.
Through donations, you know, through this PAC. And I know people have been involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, though, until it changes, money is a part of it. I just think is that when a lot of times that we use that term, somebody is bought because they've had people, donate into their campaigns. I think it's up to the person. Probably, you know, in many times, maybe that's right. But I think if you're going to give me money, and I could be anybody, Monsanto, anybody, what do you expect from this? That's the first question I'd ask. And if they said, we'd want you to be available to listen to our side, There's no problem with that. I can do that. But don't expect me to vote for you.
Yeah. I think there's an unwritten rule that if I give you money, I expect for you to
Look what Trump says. I gave money so that I knew that when I called them,
right.
they're going to answer my phone call.
It
doesn't mean that they're going to agree with him. But he said, I gave money to Clinton, so I knew that when I called her, invited her to my wedding, she'd show up.
Right, right.
And they did because he'd given her a lot of money. Now, I think that was kind of succinctly put down how it works, but money is still in it. I hate to say it.
No, money's still in it, but hard work is in it as well. And so, where the money isn't there, you just have to work much harder, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay, all right, Greg Cheadle. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the last Friday in January. 49 degrees out there. Raining. Going to be raining all day and into the weekend. And R&R Meat has fresh crab. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you want to have more fun in 2016?
The Reading Civic Auditorium has you covered.
Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe are back February 13th.
C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters is now a critically acclaimed theatrical masterpiece. The Associated Press calls devilishly funny. Don't miss it, March 4th.
March 6th, Shinedown rocks the house for one epic night.
March 20th, join Celtic sensation Lorena McKennitt for an intimate evening of music.
And who can resist the hardest working man in show business? That's right, Jay Leno is in the house March 26th.
Now don't get scammed on your tickets to these great shows. Go to www.readingcivic.com or contact our box office at 530-229-0022. For more show announcements and pre-sale access, sign up for our emails at the Reading Civic Auditorium's website, www.readingcivic.com, or contact the box office at 530-229-0022.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, February 4th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. That's February 4th in Elements Lounge. 243-3377 for reservations. It's going to be a great night. Wind River Resort and Casino.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Sacramento as of right now. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned business, and they are just outstanding in so many ways, with Espresso Joes, with every type of coffee or brew or wine you could possibly imagine right there. And next door, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Okay, Northern California. I don't know about Southern California, but just Northern California. That's pretty big. And every type of tobacco and accessory you could possibly want. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's and open 7 days a week to Tobacco and Brew. I'm here with Gregory Cheadle, who is running for United States Congress in the first district here.
Yes.
The one that is held currently by Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And he said there's a lot of differences between himself and the congressman. Not that the congressman's a bad guy, but just that he's a lot more independent than LaMalfa is.
I am a lot more independent.
Let's talk about things like debt ceilings. Would you vote to raise them continually?
I would not vote to raise the debt ceiling another time. It shouldn't have been raised several times before. Right now, we have the option of shutting down government if necessary in order to get this thing so that we can once again have fiscal responsibility. So it's voluntary right now to shut down the government. What happens when it becomes involuntary in that all these other countries, China, the Middle East, refuse to buy our debt, then we're really in trouble. But right now, it's voluntary, so we should get our fiscal house in order instead of just, you know.
Yeah, it seems like the Republicans are having a problem with this. I mean, they said when they come in there, they do something, but I haven't seen them do anything.
Well, the Republican Party has become one with the Democrat Party. We are no longer a strong party. We're no longer a party of conviction. We're no longer a party of sacrifice. We just go on and play the game, and we make a ton of money in the process for ourselves and for those that got us in office.
Okay.
And so that's one reason for the continuing saga of raising the debt. Everybody's getting paid.
One of the things they were talking about, of course, is one of the major things, immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And illegal immigration. Stand on those, or your take on those?
Well, with respect to illegal immigration, illegal is what it is. What we need to do is do what we do to the private sector. As a private employer, if I'm caught hiring an illegal alien, I'm subject to all types of fines and even jail time. So how is it that I'm punished for hiring an illegal alien, but government, on the other hand, gives them all types of benefits? There's an inconsistency there. So if we got rid of those benefits, if we got our fiscal house in order with respect to welfare, that and all these other programs that are out there that are benefiting those who are illegal, then we would have a great shift in people wanting to come here.
Do you believe in deportation, like some of the presidential candidates have said?
I think what would happen if government did what I just suggested.
Just do the e-card. Make sure everybody has if they have to go in this, is it called e-card?
Where you e-verify?
E-verify, sorry. E-verify that you've got to have, be a citizen to get a job.
Yeah.
Unless you got special dispensation.
Right. And with respect to deportation, if government enacted the very things that I just said, then those people would leave themselves. There would be no motivation to be here. There would be no desire to be here.
Self-deportation.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would save us even more money.
All right. Do you think people that were brought here when they were infants, that what should we do with them?
Well, you know,
or people that are born here,
they're
and from illegal parents.
Again, they are illegal aliens that were they are offspring of illegal aliens. The problem is, government and the United States is being blamed for their plight. Their plight is not the fault of the United States. Their plight is the fault of the parents. The parents need to take responsibility of that, not the United States.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great.
Of course,
doing great.
All this rain probably slows you down in the construction trade.
Yeah, plus we right now we're waiting on the sheetrockers and some other stuff. So, yeah, we get a lull in the action every once in a while. But I'd like to really thank this guest for saying what he just said about illegal immigrants, because as you know, Carl, and I've told you before, I do construction all around the state, and I see a lot of illegals working on these jobs, and these are government prevailing wage jobs also.
Yeah, these aren't the stoop labor that everybody talks about.
No, these guys are, there's whole crews of framers and everything that are on these jobs, but you know, a lot of people say, well, what are we going to do, go round up all these people? And we can't do that. Well, what we could do is do the e-verify, like this guy was just talking about, Cheadle. So that just, you know, it's so simple. If the benefits aren't here, they won't come here.
Yeah. You know, and they've seen that is when the jobs are going away during this, a lot of people migrated back in their own countries.
Back.
And
yeah,
I think that that's simple, and I think that's it would be. It'd be a self, you'd have a self move back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. And, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, yeah, they're coming here to work, and, you know, they're, you know, a lot of them aren't bad people. And the other thing that really irks me is when people say, oh, you're a racist because you don't want illegals here. Well, let me tell you what. Cesar Chavez, a man who has he's a national hero, was staunchly against illegal immigration for exactly all the right reasons.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he did not want.
Nobody
yeah.
ever talks about that.
It take, you know, it takes jobs away from people, and you know the funny thing is, and it's not funny, is that first big group that came over 20 years ago, they were illegals. They got all these jobs, and now they've been in this country for 20 years, and now then when there's all this new second group have come through are taking their jobs. Of, you know, and they're fighting it, and they're screaming because these illegals are coming in, even though they were the first group of illegals. And I just find that it's just kind of in a way it's amusing. But
right.
Yeah, E-Verify.
Yeah, because Cesar Chavez knew that these people were going to undercut people's wages, and you know, and plus the contractors or people who are hiring them are going to take advantage of them, and
sure.
That's exactly what goes on.
Yeah.
So, anyways, thanks for having me on, Carl.
You bet, Jimmy. Thanks a lot. Be
right,
safe
bye.
Out there. Okay. Well, Greg, you know what? And I think that's you know, I've said this is you know, why not just use E-Verify, and then you won't have this problem because big corporations and it seems to me there's programs that you can go out, you can bring people across the border to do work,
right.
under this auspices, and you pay them, take care of them, and you know, they go back. I
yeah.
mean, I've got no problem with that. I mean, but
no, but that's totally different.
It's a completely different concept
than you know having benefits available to illegals.
Right.
Again, there's just an inconsistency right. between private and public sector.
Planned Parenthood
mm-hmm.
is funded. In a great part by the federal government, they just had a trial down in Texas. A grand jury who turned Planned Parenthood loose, and then put two indictments against the people that
the
did
filmers.
The videotaping,
yeah.
And they got him for illegal falsification of a government document. He gave him a driver's license with another name on it, so because they knew who he was because they checked all the licenses, and they got him for that. And then the purchasing. Body parts, which he never purchased. It was just the documentary.
A renegade prosecutor is what it was.
Oh, I'm telling you what, but this is out of Texas. So the Republicans want to take away the funding from Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Your thoughts on that?
I have. Take it away. You know, Planned Parenthood had its origins in eugenics. Planned Parenthood's founder, Margaret Sanger, wanted to get rid of black people. So I have no problem getting rid of Planned Parenthood, for that matter. Planned Parenthood has destroyed untold millions of black people in the womb. And so I cannot sit here and say that I'm in agreement with Planned Parenthood with all of their goals would be the total annihilation of the black race. No.
That's a pretty strong statement.
It is strong. But if people would read about the history of Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger, and not only did she want to get rid of black people, she wanted to get rid of the disabled, the mentally challenged.
Jewish. I think Jewish people are in there, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I think at some point there, I think I saw that. She was
yeah.
a spokesperson. She attended and was the main speaker at several KKK rallies
yeah.
back during that time frame too.
Exactly,
and people don't realize that
they don't understand it.
Yeah.
They don't realize. They don't even search it out.
Yeah, but it's in her books and all this. And I just think that there's all these laws about how federal money is not supposed to go to abortions.
Right.
And uh-huh. that's a lot, you know, Planned Parenthood. They're saying, well, you're against women though if you vote for this because you're taking away their ability to have pregnancy tests and.
That's not true because there's so much money. Those who are in favor of Planned Parenthood can fund it themselves. They don't need government to fund it. If you're so much into women's rights, so forth and so on, then put your money where your mouth is and support it yourself. Don't take tax dollars to do it. If you believe in this so strongly. then there are enough people out there who will fund it themselves. You don't need government to do it.
Well, about let's go ahead and how about public broadcasting?
Public broadcasting, PBS. I don't know. I don't even know what the budget is for that anymore.
You know what? And here's, you know, I threw that one out there, and it wasn't really
fair.
Have not asked anybody that one before, because when you said that, because frankly, public broadcasting is being, you know, it's in competition with market and all that. But frankly, public broadcasting is okay with me, because where else are you going to see Lawrence Welk and all these little kiddie shows? Except on public broadcasting. You're not going to see anywhere else. Okay.
I miss Lawrence Welk, by the way.
Forgive that question. We're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Gregory Cheeto. He's getting ready to fall off his... He goes, what? Where did that one come from? I don't know. I've just never asked that one before.
You ought to see my Lawrence Welk collection.
I don't know. Maybe I don't. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. He has no Lawrence Welk collection at Bastiani Arms. I tell you that, 2539 Larkspur. But he does have every gun that you could possibly want to buy, and he's got it. He's not only that guns, he's got the ammo. And there's been no laws yet to restrict you from getting ammo. Haven't been passed yet so far, thank goodness. And not only does he have all the guns and ammo, he's got all the shooting accessories you could possibly want. This is where we buy our guns. You know, their customer service is just perfect. And their gunsmiths are knowledgeable, know exactly what they're doing. They'll do those trigger jobs for you. I need an extractor fixed on my 17 because I've shot it so many times, keeping the jihadist squirrels from Modoc County coming south. And so they've got it all, plus classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. All of this at Bastiani Arms, and veterans get really great discounts at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by today, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Gregory Cheeto. It is 49 degrees, going up to 56 today. The weather rock is soaked, so I would say it's raining. It's going to rain tonight. It's going to rain tomorrow. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day. So check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
I'm excited about Second Tuesday Dinner in February because we are going to the Cottonwood Eatery located in historic downtown Cottonwood.
That's right. With old-fashioned country hospitality, hometown food made from scratch and served up with the right amount of love and attention.
I love the friendly community feel, the branch-style food, and the amazing desserts.
Please join us at the Cottonwood Eatery on Tuesday, February 9th as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Ride, try to live slower. Low ride is a real goer.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. It is 11 minutes to 9 o'clock here on the last Friday in January. 49 degrees out there, going up to 56 today. We're going to have rain all weekend. Is that correct there, Eric?
That is correct.
Okay, so we got rain all weekend. It's going to be nice on Monday. We're actually looking at sunshine on Monday. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where they give discounts to seniors and veterans. And, of course, they have 365-3793. They have a phone. I was thinking about something else. Shasta Gas Propane. You know what I forgot to do for the first time in
What's
7
that?
Years? This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold.
Yeah.
You know what? I forgot that. You know, but here I am. I'm back now. I just want to
remind everybody. You see how good they did my hair?
Yeah. I tell you what, it's perfect. You know, so.
Thank you.
Stop on by. It's on off Athens Avenue across from Subway, sandwich shop there. And go into and have just a great haircut. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens. Okay. We're here with Greg Ricciuto. We got like 10 minutes left, Greg.
All right.
What about the, okay, we talk about America. Are the values of America under attack, the ones that perhaps people grew up with, that people, you know, people, first of all, when they just did a poll, hate government. They think they rate government down there below cockroaches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
And I mean, why is this? Why does this
But they
intense,
still vote the same people in.
Yeah. Why is this intense dislike for government and this distrust, it seems like?
With good reason. Government has become so powerful and so invasive, and people are tired of it. Every time you look around, there's a new law. You know, each January, there are tons of laws, and there's tons of taxes, and people are tired of paying taxes. They're tired of government being in their face. They've had enough.
Do you think people trust government?
No, they don't trust
government. Do you trust government?
No, I don't trust government. Not at all.
Do you think government's got your back?
No. They've got my money. They take my money.
Daniel said one day, and he said it to me 8 years ago, and I've used it ever since. You know, I just stole it right from him. It's called green crack. They've got it. And the more they get, the more they use.
That government will never have enough money. That's its problem. You know, and that's when I talk about 1856 Republic, I'm talking about a government that is defined, that is contained. When you have a government that is not defined, that is not contained, it will never, ever have enough money. So it will continue to tax, 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 tax. And we need to get government constrained. We need to say this is the role of government and that's it, nothing else.
What is the role of government, in your opinion?
The greatest role of government is to protect its citizens.
Okay. So we do protect the borders?
Protect the borders.
Protect our citizens?
Protect our citizens, yes.
Infrastructure?
To some extent, yeah.
But that's it? What's that? Would you say you're more of a strict constitutionalist?
I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the rule of law. A nation without a law or without law is a renegade nation. There's anarchy when you don't have laws.
Can the Obama administration many times has issued executive orders telling their people not to deport people or to
right.
Not to do other things.
Right.
And when that is said, that do you believe that destroys the rule of law?
It destroys the rule of law in that you can take these powers, and if Congress is silent on those issues, then that gives the executive branch more power. If Congress is vocal on those things and says no, then it's a challenge that could likely end up in the Supreme Court and or negate that executive order. Executive orders are not written in stone where they can just be...
Yeah. They can be rescinded
immediately. Exactly. Yeah. Right. And so Congress has to step up to the plate when a president does something that's unconstitutional or something that's against the people.
Looking at the presidential race right now,
mm-hmm.
any of them appeal to you?
No. The problem I have with there is such a lack of class. There's a lack of class.
Eric had to catch me and almost fell off the chair. I started laughing. Okay.
There's a lack of class.
Trump? You mean Trump? Not your man?
Not my man.
Well, you know what? I think that...
Trump scares me in that he... Trump.
How does Trump scare you?
Trump comes across as a king. If you don't bother me, I'm going to destroy you. And that's... You can't have that as a president. You know? Granted, he's done all these things. Granted, he's worth billions of dollars. But that's there's a world difference between running an empire and running a country that's so diverse as ours.
Ted Cruz.
I'm not a fan of Ted Cruz.
Okay.
There's issues.
Marco
there.
Rubio?
Definitely not Marco Rubio.
And
definitely
what?
Not.
Because?
Sold out.
Sold out, okay.
Immigration.
Who's next in here? Ben Carson? Dr. Carson?
Carson is probably the most... I think he has more class than anyone on that platform.
I agree with that. I don't... I would like to see that he has some spot
in an
administration because he is a man, I think, of great integrity.
Integrity.
That's the thing I see as a man of great integrity, which can cost him.
Yeah.
In the long run, in the short run, Carly Fiorina.
I would give her the same thing as I do Carson. I think she's a classy woman, well spoken. Yeah, those two. And throw in maybe Rand Paul in that group as well.
I tell you what, Rand Paul appeals to a lot of people. Linda likes to listen to Rand Paul.
Oh, does she? Okay.
Yeah, she likes to listen to him.
Yeah.
And, by the way, she sends her love to you because she said, you know, oh, I'm going to miss Greg today. Okay, so this is a kind of place up here in Northern California where you could get traction with mm-hmm. your thoughts. State of Jefferson.
I'm for it.
Okay.
I'm all for people asserting their constitutional rights.
All right. So this is a place you can get traction. So where's your next step here? What are you doing?
I'm going to Chico shortly after I leave here. I have a group that I'm meeting with in Chico.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how do people support you? You've got a website?
I have a website, and the website is Chico for Congress, CHEADLEFOR, Congress. You can get me on my Facebook page, Gregory Cheadle, CHEADLE, and there's also a Facebook page, Cheadle for Congress as well. They can send donations directly to me at P.O. Box 991546 in the beautiful city of Reading, 96099. I'd really appreciate that.
Okay. So
and I appreciate you, Carl.
Well,
you've done stuff in the community that people don't know about. And I appreciate what you do.
Probably could have been arrested. well, you know what? We try. I just, being in politics is not easy. I try not to disparage people because, you know, at the local level or the, you know, local level, or even the state level. Well, state, you know, depending on what they do. But the local level, because these are people that leaned in mm-hmm. to make a change. I know that's not, you're not interested in that. You're interested in what you're doing. And that is absolutely great. We need people to come in that are just so passionate and says, you know what, things need to change. We can't expect change if we keep electing,
you know,
the same groups of people each time. Because people look at Congress and they say, oh, you know, 78% of them don't like it, right?
Right.
But yet, they keep electing. Well, not mine, though. Mine's okay. It's just those other guys.
It's the other guys.
Mine's okay. But, you know, so, you know, we don't endorse or any of those types of things. But I just so much admire you and Doug Wright and Doug Amalfa for putting it out there. I mean, really putting it out there, and I really hope that this is a real, real competitive race this time.
Well, I think it will be. I think every race is competitive, not necessarily the way we want it to be, but no.
No, I mean that everybody, you know, that there's enough support comes in so that, you know, we can actually define, okay, this is what you're actually standing for, and I expect you to stand for that.
Right.
And I would expect you to sign a pact that says, if I don't do these things that I said, and it's got to be pretty important things. I'm not talking about, okay, you know, a little water in the grass there.
Right.
That if I can't do that, or if I go back on my word, then I will
resign. I'm sworn to uphold the Constitution, and that's what
there
I would
do. There you go. And that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Gregory Cheadle, running for United States Congress in this district. You're going to hear a lot more from Greg. We're going to have all the candidates on several, you know, at least once a month
between
now and then.
It'd
yeah, you know, that way you can kind of define things and pick different ones you want to pick on or you want to talk about.
Yeah. Here.
Okay, Gregory Cheadle. And one more time, Cheadle.
CheadleForCongress.com and CheadleForCongress on Facebook and Gregory Cheadle on Facebook as well.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you so much,
all right.
Charles.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Be safe out there. It's rainy and all that. And we'll be back Monday morning with all types of new things that are happening. Gosh, it's the 1st of February.
Oh, my goodness.
Joy
already.
The Magazine will be there with us. All right. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.
My ground.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. All lies last night were on Iowa. Here's Linda Kenyon.
The main GOP event went off without the frontrunner in the presidential race, Donald Trump. And many of the candidates took that opportunity to turn their focus on the Democratic frontrunner, Hillary Clinton, starting with Jeb Bush.
I'll be the one best suited to beat Hillary Clinton, who should not be president of the United States.
Marco Rubio.
She cannot be the president of the United States.
And Chris Christie.
She will never get within 10 miles of the White House. The days for the Clintons in public housing are over.
Donald Trump skipped the GOP debate over a dispute with the host, Fox News. Instead, he hosted a veterans benefit event nearby. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Donald Trump says Fox News did apologize to him. He says, however, once his veterans benefit took on a life of its own, he couldn't back out. He raised over $6 million. President Obama's agreement with Iran means $700 billion in vast deposits of minerals for Iran. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of